Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Too full of fear and prophecy to see the revelation right in front of me. So sick and tired of trying to make the pieces fit, 'cause it's not what bearing witness is.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We've been talking about how critics and fans react when an artist known for making secular music takes a turn for the spiritual. Our next guest is an artist who's been able to keep a foot in both camps. David Bazan was the frontman of Pedro the Lion, a band that formed at a Pentecostal liberal arts college in the mid-90s. The group ended up drawing fans from indie rock and from Christian music circles. Then, a few years ago, David Bazan started questioning his faith. Now those questions are appearing in his songs, especially on the upcoming album Curse Your Branches. David Bazan joins me here in our Soundcheck studio. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
So you went in the opposite direction from, you know, Ricky Lee Jones, Bob Dylan, you know, all these secular musicians who suddenly put out, you know, their quote-unquote God albums.
Yeah.
When you went the other direction, what was the reaction from your critics and fans?
Well, it's funny the way that, I mean, the coming out can be a pretty slow process where certain of the people who are paying the closest attention have known for 4 or 5 years, but, you know, other people are only finding out, you know, at this minute.
And they find out all at once because something comes out in the papers, or because they actually listen to the songs and hear the words.
Yeah.
And it seems like it must have been a snap decision. You're saying it was not. It's been a gradual process.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a process that some of my close friends who I've been friends with, you know, throughout this whole period said that they wondered years ago if I just wasn't heading this way in general, because my questions that I had while participating in Christianity, which were more directed at the church and how it wasn't doing the Bible as I understood it, were so pointed and weren't easily satisfied. And so it basically was a long process of just trying to be clear with myself about, okay, what do you actually think about this and this?
And what did you set out to do, you know, in those songs where there was a kind of explicit religious message? Was it proselytizing, or was it actually kind of raising questions and sort of acknowledging conflicts and stuff?
It was the latter, although the very first album, it was an EP that Pedro the Lion made, was, you know, I had grown up listening to Christian music only until I was about 14, and then I got into Fugazi and U2 and The Cure, and, you know, it was a great moment in rock and roll radio, general market.
This would have been like early 80s or so.
Well, this was the early 90s, actually. At that point, I was a little late to the game. But I saw in Christian music something that I didn't like, and so I was trying to do something different. But the first EP, the whole EP, was me basically trying to present what I thought to be the gospel message in sort of a song cycle. And then after that record, I abandoned doing that. I had a change of perspective, and I started just basically writing, you know, shirt sleeve kind of questioning this and that. And a lot of the religious imagery, like in the second full length, Winners Never Quit, is a critique of Christianity. It uses, you know, this similar imagery to critique the movement and so on.
So is Curse Your Branches, which comes out next Tuesday, is it materially different from what you've been doing, you know, towards the end of your career with Pedro the Lion?
It really doesn't feel that different to me, but I do recognize that I have crossed a line for a particular group of people, that they see a line, very definite line, that I've crossed. But I try to point out that...
What is that line? Is that believer, non-believer?
Pretty much, yeah. And usually from the circle that I came from, it's a list of you know, tenets that you must adhere to: the inerrancy of Scripture, hell, you know, Jesus being God, all this stuff. And so, but I try to point out to some people that there was a song that I played on It's Hard to Find a Friend, the first Pedro the Lion record called Secret of the Easy Yoke, which was easily the Christians and like the disenfranchised, alienated Christians' favorite song of mine because it expressed this thing. And I try to point out this, I'm doing the same thing. This is the same me expressing myself. I'm 10, 12 years older now, but it's the same impulse. Can you not see that? And they can, but it's still, I understand their defensiveness because a lot of times people are, you know, trying to hold on to their identity, and I can empathize with that.
The identity of the Christian music community is a somewhat conflicting one as well, because, you know, there are critics who will sniff for any, you know, whiff of religion or God in, in indie rock, and if they find it, you're anathema, you know? So I do, like you say, you can understand why there might be this kind of us against them feeling.
Yeah.
You're now them to those
I
people.
I am, apparently.
All right, we're speaking with David Bazan. His album, Curse Your Branches, comes out on Tuesday. And David is here with a very, very small guitar in hand. You want to play the lead-off track from the record?
Yeah.
It's called Hard to Be.
You've heard the story. You know how it goes. Once upon a garden, we were lovers with no clothes. And fresh from the soil, we were beautiful and true. In control of our emotions till we ate the poisoned fruit. Now it's hard to be. Hard to be, hard to be a decent human being. Wait just a minute, you expect me to believe that all this misbehaving grew from one enchanted tree. And helpless to fight it, we should all be satisfied with this magical explanation for why the living die and why it's hard to be, hard to be. Hard to be a decent human being. Childbirth is painful. We toil to grow our food. Ignorance made us hungry. Information made us no good. Every burden misunderstood. So I swung my tassel to the left side of my cap, knowing after graduation there would be no going back. No congratulations from my faithful family, some of whom are already fasting to intercede for me. Because it's hard to be, hard to be, hard to be a decent human being. Hard to be a decent human being.
That is David Bazan. Curse Your Branches is the name of the new solo record coming out next week. And Dave performing for us, Hard to Be, is the opening track on the record. let me read you. I'll read you a couple of comments along the way, but one right now. Suki from Williamsburg. It's so funny. I loved Pedro the Lion, Dave's old band, mm-hmm. until I realized they were a Christian group. I wonder if Suki would now come to this record and think, "Oh, this is great stuff," because you've now said that you've crossed that line. To me, you know, if you hadn't said that, I'm not sure I would have heard. But you're still singing about faith. You're still singing about Adam and Eve.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that, I mean, when I wrote this record, I kind of shuddered when the songs were coming out because I realized you're writing autobiographical tunes about religion. And I just thought this is to most people the most tedious kind of topic that there could be. But it just happens to be very important to me, and I'm working, you know, out things. And it, as it turns out, there are more people who are in a similar boat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wonder too if Suki would hear this and just be like, I don't, you know.
Well, another commenter who lists his or her name as Steve Zissou, apparently a Life Aquatic fan, writes, all Christians should mull over the theological questions that Bazan raises. Instead of following a blind faith out of fear, Bazan questions his motivations. Digging through your faith is essential and necessary for growth. Can you, when you say that you've lost your faith, can you still be digging through it? Can you still be rooting around in those questions?
Well, that's, you know, the big goal, as I've realized for myself, is that I wasn't in Christianity and I saw, you know, atheism over the fence and was like, that's where I want to be. It was just, I want some distance from this very loaded set of beliefs. And to be able to be just free to explore, and when someone says, you know, what category are you a part of? And you can just say, I don't know. And that's not like a cop-out. That's because you're reading regularly, trying to discover things. That was really my goal. And, you know, the pendulum does have a tendency to swing way out the other way. But as a couple of years into it, I feel like, you know, the digging, that's it. That's what I ought to be doing. So.
The next song you're going to play for us, also from the forthcoming record, is called In Stitches. And it has this line leapt off the CD player at me when I first heard the record. The crew have killed the captain, but they still can hear his voice.
Yeah.
What's happening there? Is that, I mean, we're not just talking about a mutiny on a ship here.
No, you know, it actually borrows from a quasi line on a record called Featuring Birds. For some reason, this line's always stuck with me. And he says, the captain was rightly murdered by the crew, but now they don't know what to do. And this is my little twist on that line, because I found myself, I suspended the assumption that I had always had that God existed, therefore sort of my friend jokes experimenting with atheism for a while, and I had to admit to myself that for whatever reason I perceived that God does exist, and half the time that's an unwilling perception.
So you're still hearing that voice.
Yeah. fortunately/unfortunately, I'm really quite double-minded about it.
Well, and that, again, the idea of conflict, it doesn't always have to be resolved, especially not in the course of a single record.
Yeah.
David Bazan's album is called Curse Your Branches. This song is called In Stitches, and here's a live performance.
My body bangs and twitches. Some brown liquor wets my tongue. My fingers find the stitches, firmly back and forth they run. And I need no other memory of the bits of me I left when all this lethal drinking is to hopefully forget about you. Thank you.
I might as well admit it, like I even have a choice. The crew have killed the captain, but they still can hear his voice. A shadow on the water, a whisper in the wind. On long walks with my daughter, who is lately full of questions about you. Question, you responded, who are you? And to challenge your creator, well, if that one part is true, it makes you sound defensive, like you had not thought it through enough to have an answer, like you might have bit off more than you could chew.
David Bazan live in our Soundcheck studio, and the song is called In Stitches. The album Curse Your Branches, a full-length solo record from the former frontman of the band Pedro the Lion, and that comes out next week. And I read you that comment from Suki before.
Yeah.
Joel Meyer, our producer who moderates the comments, asked her why she felt sort of, you know, why when she found out that Pedro the Lion was a quote-unquote Christian rock band, didn't like it anymore. And she wrote back and said, I felt like I had been tricked. I was so used to being able to detect the obvious signs of Jesus rock, but my radar was off with Pedro the Lion. Nothing wrong with Christian rock, but I'm not Christian.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there was a stealth thing going on in Pedro the Lion? Do you feel like you're just laying it all out there, out in the open now as a solo artist?
You know, there wasn't a stealth in Pedro the Lion. I mean, it's been an interesting thing to uncover, but like even my manager, we didn't know each other at the time in 1998. He got my first full length and had no idea until somebody brought his attention to it. But I say Jesus several times on the record. There are songs about Bible stories. Like it's there. And I certainly, any motivation that I had to, I was trying to write good songs. Mm-hmm. I was trying to write songs that I thought were compelling, that I would like to hear. So, but it is a thing where there are code words in there that some people pick up on and other people don't. And it has been interesting to see who shows up, who knows what.
Well, you know, it was interesting, Professor Felicia Miyakawa before talking about the code words in God Hop, where most people don't recognize it, but that letter G, if you're in that community, you know exactly what that means.
That's fascinating.
So, and that happens in Christian rock circles as well?
Yeah, well, on the first record, there's a song called Of Minor Prophets and Their Prostitute Wives, and people who have been to Bible school, know what that's a reference to. And
what is that a reference to?
Now that I'm on the radio, my mind is Hosea. It's the book of Hosea.
And okay.
It's, there are plenty of stories similar about, that are supposed to be pictures of God, continuing to love Israel in spite of their unfaithfulness. But But you wouldn't, you know, in any, there's a certain group of people who would hear that and be like, that's Jose. I studied that book or whatever. But, yeah, there's a world in there that, I didn't realize was so codified because I it's all I ever knew.
And now you feel like you're outside that world, or at least there people in that world feel you're outside that world.
Yeah, that's the rub, because people in that world feel like I'm outside of it, but I'm not really, because I'm not, because I won't make a stand the other direction. I just want to be a free agent, and that just means, you know, and I love a lot of evangelical people, you know, and I won't divorce myself from them, and so whatever, I am in that world, but just not accepted.
And touring around, little micro tours, homes and apartment houses and things, tonight in New Hampshire.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
If you make it that far, that fast. And David Bazan playing at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York on October 18th in support of this record, Curse Your Branches. Dave, thanks for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much.
That'll do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, Generation Y is yearning for the good old days. Those of a decade ago, when Harry Potter mania was just starting and music acts like Blink 182 and Creed ruled the airwaves. We'll find out why 20-somethings are suddenly feeling nostalgic tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM.